Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Let's talk interest rates. No, not the day-to-day blah, blah, blah of the Federal Reserve, but what it means to you and to me. Our mortgage payments, our car loans, credit card debt. Robin Farzad is here to discuss. He hosts the public radio show Full Disclosure. Hey, Robin.
Hi, Scott.
I did a little math, always dangerous, but I did some math on adjustable rate mortgages that a lot of people have to buy homes. And 2 years ago, the interest rate was about 2.5%. Now it's 6%. For a modest house, today you're paying $600 more a month. What does this do to home buyers? Scare them away?
You would think it would scare every home buyer away. I mean, going from zero interest rate policy to 5 points on the Fed funds rate. I mean, it's pretty mind-blowing for a year. And the biggest ratcheting up of rates we've seen, I think, since the early 1980s. And now rates are at a 22-year high. And yet supply, both existing and new homes, is just so lacking that people are saying interest rates be damned. I will hit the ask wherever I can. I mean, it shows you how much FOMO is in this economy with car sales, with sheetrock, with equipment, with business capital formation, wages. And that's where the Fed, meanwhile, really wants to get inflation back to 2%, where we're not quite there yet. So the question is, can it do it without crash landing the economy? And I think that remains to be seen.
Yeah. I mean, and along the way, right, it's cutting into our wallets. I did another calculation on a website for credit card payments. So 2 years ago, if you had the country's average credit card debt, about $6,000, and you're paying $200 a month to pay it off, 2 years ago, the total interest was $1,700. Today, at the higher rate, the total interest is $2,500. I mean, this keeps eating away. This is real money, Robin.
And inflation keeps eating away, too. And this is also competing. On the flip side of this, if you look at what credit is yielding or what you can get on a shorter-term treasury, that's competing with other assets, whether dividend stocks or bonds or things out there that are vying for your investment. I mean, we talked about the promiscuity of, in a zero interest rate environment, you'll buy crypto, you'll buy Ethereum, you'll buy
everything,
NFTs and everything, and Netflix will sign off on any crazy production or HBO Max with. And it's a very different world when you're at 5, 5.25%. And also investors, cold-eyed investors have to know that the opportunity cost of their cash right now in a short-term thing, or a lot of CDs are offering 5 or even higher. So it cuts both ways. There should be more of a competition for money. But having said that, it's healthy that the economy can withstand all these hikes in the name of snuffing out inflation. Because if, when and if it does crash, we can cut rates, right?
I mean, as you're saying, there are winners and there are losers if people have savings accounts, you know, with that yields good interest. But finally, should we also think about small business owners? They often have to borrow short-term loans just for cash flow to pay people and then borrow again at the end of the next month. They're feeling this pain too, yeah?
Oh, they're feeling the pain as well, because there was also a qualitative parallel hike with all of the bank panic we had in the spring. It seems like a distant memory now, but community banks, smaller banks, mini regionals, they're chastened. They're worried, and they're going to think thrice about extending working capital money, which used to be pretty mundane and freely available in the time of zero interest rate policy. But again, stepping back from all that, it blows the mind that the economy is still growing in semi-chunky terms. So this is strong. Like, you know, how was it the Bee Gees used to say, how deep is your love? Well, how deep is this economic growth?
Robin Farzad, host of, I don't know, the 70s, the 80s. He hosts public radio's Full Disclosure.
All of it, Scott. I love it.
Robin, thank you.
Thank you.